Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Gock and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt said that rules are not necessarily sacred. Principles are. Lord, we pray for a clarity of what we truly believe so that we may have the decisiveness to take our stand on those things that come before us. And may we, Lord, have the courage to take the actions that will work for those things that will have the most positive and greatest impact on our people. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 27th day, Tuesday, February 20th, 2018.
Chairman Cole, what purpose you rise?
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Senator Cole has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Cole, you recognize close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, in the chamber today, we have some champions. And I think the coach of the champions might be sitting up there with you on the dais, Mr. President. It gives me great pleasure to introduce some outstanding student athletes from Jefferson City High School who are on the floor, and I'd ask them now to please stand. The Jays baseball team won the 2017 Class 5 State Baseball Championship, their first since 1989. I don't think these guys were even born in 1989, Mr. President. From the team, Grant Wood, Jacob Wyra, Gunner C., Hayden Hirschvogel, Cade Franks, Brandon Williams, Gavin Strobel, Cole Ahrens, Reese Neighbors, Cade Galbraith, Tyler Bice, Michael Skinner, Peyton Bodenstab, Mason Hansen, Nolan Binkley, Chad Vollmer, Joseph Travis, Ryan Sternum, Landon Dunlap, Jason Wood, Jack Schenkel, Tucker Schwartz, and Blake Terry, along with coaches Brian Ash, who's up at the dais with you, Mr. President, J.R. Simmons, Kyle Lacely, Jim Womack, and Brent Skinner, and managers Ben Stockman and Remy Hanaran. Did I get that right? Close enough? Thank you. These students and their coaches are obviously dedicated, disciplined, and super competitive. With that, I'd like to recognize Coach Brian Ash, who has been honored with the American Baseball Coaches Association High School Region Coach of the Year, Mr. President, Missouri High School Baseball Coaches Association Coach of the Year, and Missouri Sports Hall of Fame Special Achievement Award. He has been coaching here in Cole County. We are very proud to have him here. I ask that the Senate please make these fine young players, their coaches, administrators, and their proud parents feel welcome in our chamber
today. Let's please welcome the guests from the Center from Cole and the state champions to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Introduction of guests, Senator from St. Francis, what purpose
you Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guests.
You may proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Up in the upper gallery above my left shoulder is a group of students from Bloomsdale, Missouri, Jason Saylor, Alexander Milosevic, Josh Reynolds, Wyatt Saylor, Bethany Loveless, Matthew Loveless, Jacob Reynolds, Jonathan Loveless, and Mike Milliken's with them, and Joshua Barrett. We'd like to, the body to make them feel welcome today. With They're the guests, here to learn more about the Missouri government.
With the guests of the Senate from St. Francis, please rise, and with the Senate body, please make them welcome. Senator in the 15th, what purpose do you rise?
Introduction of special guests.
You may proceed, Senator.
Mr. President, we have the doctor of the day from my district, Stephen Shields. If you don't mind standing up and making him feel welcome.
Please welcome the doctor of the day and the guest of the Senator from the 15th to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Introduction of guest. Introduction of guest. Hearing none. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Senator, on the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
President, I'd like to request a moment of personal privilege.
The senator from the 24th has requested a moment of personal privilege. Senator from the 24th, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, yesterday in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, an article appeared by a young high school student named Marie McMullen. Marie is from Kennett, Missouri, and she, too, is talking about the shootings that took place in Park Hill, Florida. She says, "Allow me to introduce myself. I'm an 18-year-old senior at Kennett High School from Kennett, Missouri. I plan on attending the University of Missouri. I have two siblings, an older sister and younger brother, loving parents, and an adorable dog that despises me. I love to read, write, listen to, and make music, run long distance, and spend time with my friends. I'm just a normal girl whose whole life is still ahead of her. Allow me to introduce someone else. Her name was Meadow Pollock. Her name was Meadow Pollock. She was an 18-year-old senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. She had been accepted to Lynn University in Boca Raton. She had a family. Maybe it looked like mine. Maybe it was as different as it could be. Maybe she had a pet, maybe a couple. She and I might have shared interests. From the picture I've seen, we sort of look alike. Dark, thick hair tied back, bright brown eyes, a long face sprinkled with freckles. She was just a normal girl whose whole life was still ahead of her. Was. Meadow Pollock was one of the 17 victims who lost their lives and their futures as a result of the Parkland shooting on February 14th, 2018. For all of us who are talking and praying and advocating and ignoring, their lives will be in the past tense, but their loss will always be present. They aren't here. Alyssa Aldehef, age 14. Scott Beagle, age 35. Martin DeCue Aguano, age 14. Nicholas DeWart, age 17. Aaron Fells, age 37. Jamie Gutenberg, age 14. Chris Higson, age 49. Luke Hoyer, age 15. Cora Loughran, age 14. Gina Montalto, age 14. Joaquin Oliver, 17 years old. Elena Petty, 14. Meadow Pollock, 18. Helena Ramsey, age 17. Alex Schechter, age 14. Carmen Shentrup, age 16. And Peter Wang, age 15. They aren't here. I cannot understand how our leaders in government can stand idly by as students and faculty of a school not too different from my own are murdered. I'm not going to pretend to be an expert about guns. I'm not a hunter, nor am I from a gun-owning family. But as a member of a rural community, I know many people who are. And I don't want their guns taken away in some massive, ill-run recall or buyback. Yet I am determined to see increased research on gun control, more background checks, and no loopholes for gun purchases. When it comes to gun control, there seems to be no place for sensible conversation. We are only answered with thoughts and prayers. We've heard it time and time again. There's nothing we can do. But when I think of Meadow Pollock and her bright brown eyes that have now been closed forever, I cannot accept that response. Since 1996, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has lost 96% of its funding to perform research on gun control due to the Dickey Amendment. As politicians drone on about how they cannot support gun control until research is provided, they ignore the fact that they are the reason that research is not being performed. This amendment must be repealed. In addition, background checks should be mandatory for every gun purchase, including at gun shows and for online sales. In implementing this type of process, the government could tighten loopholes in buying guns. Is that not common sense? To drive a car legally, you must pass a test. Shouldn't such a standard be the same, if not higher, for a semi-automatic assault rifle? While it may be an inconvenience, we would all be a little, if not a lot, safer. As I pointed out before, I'm no expert. I'm just a student with ideas she finds important. I can't stop all tragedies from occurring. But when a terrorist drives over a dozen people or a Hispanic immigrant is convicted of a crime, the leaders of our government call for stricter immigration controls, more border protection, and even a wall. But now they're silent, prayers unanswered, telling us that there is nothing they can do. So much is yet to be done, and those I have written about have been only some modest suggestions. Already in the aftermath of this tragedy, more and more young people are speaking up to make sure change begins. It reminds me of a David Bowie lyric from the song Changes. And she quotes, "And these children that you spit on as they try to change their world are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they've been going through." We must change for our families, for our students, for Meadow, and all those whom we are now without. Again, Maria McMullen, a student from the state of Missouri, living in Kennett, going to Kennett High School. Some wise words for all of us to heed as we figure out how to move forward and save lives and stop gun violence. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senators on the order of business, petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Petitions, Senator from Phelps, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I seek unanimous consent to introduce very special guests today.
Hearing no objection, Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, in the upper gallery is a Camden County leadership class. I missed the photograph with them this morning. We are hearing Department of Social Services budget today. They are from Camden, Missouri, a very bright group of young and not so young people. Please make them feel welcome.
Would the guests of the Senator from Phelps please rise, and would the Senate body please welcome them to the Senate chamber. Senator from Webster, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, with the passing of the Reverend Billy Graham this morning, I ask the Senate to bow their heads and have a moment of silence in honor of Reverend Graham.
Senator, you are asking for a point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Senator, you may proceed. Senate is on the order of business of petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I would like to inquire of the Senator from the 5th.
Senator from the 5th. Senator from the 5th does not appear to be in the chamber. Sergeant of Arms, please summons the Senator from the 5th. Senator from the 5th, you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from the 14th.
I do.
Senator from the 14th, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, the last several days, the Senator from the 24th has been bringing to light a situation that is very important, and I appreciate that.
So do I.
I was thinking in reflection about all the times we've had to go through these mass shootings. And from our perspective, I can't put words into your mind, but I can tell you what I saw on Sunday when I was walking out of the community commons in University City. And I'm walking to my car, and I see another car with bullet holes right at the gas tank. And I'm thinking to myself, this is what we deal with every single day in the Black community. In the city of St. Louis, there were about 200 people who were killed last year. One of my interim staff members is a mother of a slain son. And just dealing with her emotions during the holidays, I've been able to understand the great loss that people feel when we have shootings in the inner urban communities such as yours and mine. So I just wanted to bring to light that as well. You know, after the shooting, when I saw that car with the gunshots, like, you know, in that by the gas tank, all I was thinking about, it could be anyone at any given time.
Yeah. I mean, and the sad thing about it is that in the inner cities, the area where I represent, you have children that are dying at the hands of guns each and every single day. I'm talking AK-47s. AK-47s right in the hood, and I asked myself time and time again, how can a 15-year-old kid have an AK-47, take that AK-47, and blow someone away right in the same neighborhood he lives in?
Or the
12 where are they getting these guns from? I mean, where are they getting the AK-47s, the A-15s, the A-15s, or what is that the name of them? AR-15s. I mean, these are military weapons.
Did you know that there was one found on the campus of Washington University yesterday?
What?
Yes. Washington University, which is in my district, they found some guns. There is a fraternity that had a couple of guns, and one of them was an AR-15. The student luckily was suspended, but, you know, this is worrisome. This is an area that I'm very close to because it's in my neighborhood. But I also think about when I've done police ride-alongs. I think you and I have done police ride-alongs together. And when police officers tell me that people are really nervous about gunshots going through their homes, there's an 8-year-old girl, if you recall, African-American girl in my district, who was killed by a stray bullet. She was in her bed, in her room, and a stray bullet just came through and killed her.
And it happened in my district as well. I mean, the young lady, you know, a stray bullet came into her home, and she's paralyzed to this day. And, you know, guess what? Not only is she paralyzed, she cannot even get the occupational therapy that she needs because Medicaid won't even cover it.
Wow.
Okay? I mean, she's fighting for her life, okay? But you know, we have to begin to look at this from a broader perspective here. Because, I mean, imagine, close your eyes and imagine 200 people, bodies just laying in the ground, on the ground.
Or the PTSD that's associated with it. Because in your district, I have a really close friend who is by the old cemetery off of West Florissant. And he lives over there. And he's a single father of a 14-year-old girl. And when we're on the phone together, he'll say something like, we're hearing shots tonight. I want to go out on the porch, but we can't.
And that's why, you know, I support Moms Demand Action.
Yes, they were here.
You know, and I think that they're shining a light on the issues. But I would really like them to begin to rise up and be a voice for the voiceless, for those individuals who are traumatized in the urban corridors as well. Not just when you have a mass shooting.
Yes.
Because the only time I hear from them is when there's a mass shooting. And we're talking about kids dying each and every day. Every day. So when you have a kid gunned down in the streets of North St. Louis, I would love to see Moms Demand in Action protesting. I would love to see them going to the parents' homes who are suffering from the death of their children and say enough is enough. I would love to see them come up here and fight for the bill that I have been pushing for the last 2 years that basically allows for those individuals who lose their guns or if their guns were stolen to have those guns registered. Because what's happening right now, you can drive down the street. Police can pull you over. Being that we passed laws a few years ago, anyone can carry a gun with the exception of a felon. I mean, if you have a felony charge. But you don't have to have a permit to carry a gun anymore. Okay? How do we know when that kid is pulled over if that gun was lost and stolen or stolen if we don't allow for police officers to take those guns and look at those serial numbers and pull those guns off the street?
In my district,
I have a simple bill.
Senator, in my district, a few years ago, there was a 12-year-old who accidentally shot another 12-year-old because grandpa forgot to store the gun. That was in University City. We had a 17, it all happened within a span of 2 months. There was a 17-year-old who was just sitting outside in the third ward of University City, and there's this car that's driving by, and she was shot. Totally innocent, you know, in the middle of dreaming for the rest of her life, and she's just sitting on the porch, and there's a drive-by, and the person who was the assailant was actually looking for someone else, but it was one of those types of situations where innocent people ended up getting shot. So that, I mean, we deal with a lot. There's a lot of trauma. There was a cartoon editorial, I don't know what you call it, but it was in the Post-Dispatch within the last several days, and it talked about PTSD, and PTSD from maybe war to mass shootings, and then I thought about there should actually be four figures there instead of three figures, and I don't have it in front of me, but there were three figures going from like war to mass shootings, and I said to myself that there should have been four in this editorial cartoon, because what we deal with in the urban core is PTSD, because people don't know if they duck down, maybe they should duck down all the time in their home so they don't have these stray bullets going into a place where they're sitting or a place where they're standing. In Pine Lawn, another example, when I was doing a police ride-along, I literally was shown pictures of, I guess, I don't know what you would call it, but shots went through a house. And so the police officers were like, yeah, people just drive by and they're just shooting through these homes. I mean, how scary is that to have to live in fear? So that's what goes on in our community every single day. And every single time we get to the point where there's a mass shooting, I'm thinking about we've had 200, 300, 400 shootings
every
just in
single
the region.
Day.
Every single day. Like, how scary is that?
And what's really troubling is you have children, because it's actually happening on a street. It can be on Lee Street. It can be on Gibson. I mean, and you have children out there playing. And many times, those children are not running away from the gunshots. They're running towards the gunshots, just to see if it was their brother, if it was their sister, if it was their cousin. And you know how traumatizing it is to see a brain splatter on the grounds and on the streets of North St. Louis, and our kids are there looking, and that is their norm. And then they have to go to school, and they have that image in their head
forever.
And then they get no treatment. Nobody's saying, "Oh, those kids need counseling. Let's make sure that we have the counselors on site." These children are seeing this each and every single day in the neighborhood where I live.
It's not just where you live. It's where I live, Senator. It's where I represent and where you represent. And we see these statistics time and time again. And, you know, last night we were talking about a bill, regardless of if I'm for it or not, an education bill. I believe children should have an opportunity so they can dream. You know what I'm saying? Because when you live in a proximity where we're talking about in our neighborhoods, yeah, that are usually low income, The only thing you have is that dream because of a book that you were given and a teacher that believes and inspires you to be the best and brightest that you can ever be. So when I look at these shootings that we have in our neighborhoods, and then when I look at the mass shootings across the country, we've got to do a better job. And when we're advocating, it should be for the entire spectrum.
That's right.
Entire spectrum.
That's right.
We should not just be standing when it's one issue or another issue when it comes to gun violence, because it impacts the child no matter what.
Right. That's right. Well, I can tell you this here. I'm a firm believer that I'm going to make things right when I get back to the St. Louis area, because I think that to some extent, we're bankrupt when it comes to leadership. Okay, and we can change the dynamics there. And so I think that with the help of my good friend from Cole County, that's going to help me. He's going to knock doors because he used to live in North St. Louis. And so he's going to knock doors with me. And I think that we're going to make some major changes.
Senator, thank you for the inquiry. I know that you had a difficult day. I'm still talking to you. I know you had a difficult day yesterday, and I missed you. I actually did, and I called your office. My office called your office to inquire about you.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to let you know that you are always in my thoughts. We have our highs and we have our lows, but no matter what, you are what I call a loyal friend, and I'm very thankful for that.
Well, that's just for today. Tomorrow you'll be saying something different about me.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
The Senate is on the order of business of petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Hearing none. Resolutions. Resolution. Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the Senator from Cole.
Senator from Cole. Senator from Cole, do you yield to the inquiry from the Senator from Buchanan? Senator from Buchanan, you may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Today in the news I read that I guess it was yesterday, the governor's lawyer filed a response in the case of Sansone versus Greitens. And they asked that the lawsuit regarding the Confide app and the Missouri Sunshine Law be dismissed.
Okay.
And so the question is there anybody there defending the Sunshine Law in that case? Because if the judge hears arguments that the law doesn't apply, and the Sansone, you know, the other side, the plaintiff in that case, isn't a real plaintiff, but who knows, a tongue-in-cheek plaintiff, then it could severely weaken the Sunshine Law. And so this topic comes to the forefront of importance. And so I just wanted to know if you knew about that, and if you...
I only knew probably, I mean, you're much more involved in researching some of those things than I am, but I've read, you know, top-line articles about it. I can't tell you that I'm in depth, have knowledge of it.
I don't know if my staff has gotten a request to hear that resolution regarding that, but I just thought I'd throw that out there and get an opportunity to talk to you about it a little bit.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would agree with you. Man, we better mark this down in the journal. I agree with you on some things.
I don't
think anybody who's in that level of office should receive information pertinent to what we're doing for one of these two bodies or the citizens and have something that they can delete it with. I mean, that to me, some of those conversations should be a part of the public record.
Well, I'll be available if you should want to have a hearing on that resolution whenever.
Did we get in the journal that I agree with you on something?
I think it needs to be like printed on the front of the journal.
That should have been a resolution.
I think so.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator. Mr. President.
Senator Buchanan, purpose to rise.
I would request unanimous consent for the introduction of special guest.
Hearing no objection, Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you. Up in the gallery today, we have Marcia Conant, who is the current president of the Missouri State Medical Association Alliance. And we have other members of the Alliance here, too, as you can see them waving. And today is their legislative day. And also with Marcia, we have her husband, Jim Conant, who has been my partner for many years in the practice of medicine, and I would hope the body would make him welcome.
Would the guests of the Center from Buchanan please rise And would the Senate please make those guests welcome to the Missouri Senate? Senate's on the order of business of resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Hearing none. Introduction of bills. Senator from Johnson, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1013, offered by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to sports wagering.
Introduction to bills. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1014, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to the offense of non-consensual dissemination of private sexual images.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Jefferson, what purpose do you rise?
I have three bills.
Please send your three bills forward.
No explanations needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1015, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to tax credits for contributions to diaper banks.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1016, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to health insurance.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 1017, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
Introduction of bills. Senator Andrews, what purpose do you rise?
And I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
It is fairly self-explanatory, so I
thank
don't
you,
need
Senator.
Explanation.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1018, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to the regulation of agricultural inputs.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1019, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to valuation of bids for state contracts.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Dallas, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1020, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to coroners.
Introduction of bills. Hearing none. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees, and I'd ask you to recognize me for a report.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports from standing committees. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send your reports forward. Madam Secretary, please read report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 597, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Senator from Call.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
If I could back up, I did not see the patient pro tem standing with you there.
Your motion will be withdrawn.
Can I go back to the order of business of reports of standing committees?
Committee, Senator. Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Senator from Buchanan. Senator from Andrew. Senator from Callaway. You have a report?
Mr. President, I have a report from your Committee on Professional Registration.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Professional Registration, to which was referred Senate Bill 840, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Riddle, Chairman.
Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Health and Pensions has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 660, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 892, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schaaf, Chairman.
Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government Elections has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 757, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Hageman, Chairman.
Senator from Green. Okay, we'll do his report later. Senator from Green, we have a report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence has a report as well.
Send report forward, please. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 909, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 871, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Dixon, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go order business for real to announcements.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Mr. President.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I asked the Senator of Lewis to stay in the chambers for an inquiry, but I'm not going to inquire of him. I wanted the body and the staff to know that last night the Senator from Lewis not only received an award for his many, many years, I think 115 years old, service to 4-H and the kids in 4-H and the 4-H program, which is near and dear to many of our hearts and communities. But he also was the recipient of the Peter Myers Distinguished Service Award from MOAG. And many people in this chamber knew Representative Myers. I did not. But his legacy is incredible, is what he's done for agriculture and for the Senator from Lewis to be recognized for both of those awards, I think is an outstanding achievement and is a testament to his commitment and love for the state and for our number one industry, agriculture. So I'd like the body to please give him a round of applause.
Let's please congratulate the elder senator from the Senate chamber. Senator from Cole, I might also add that Peter Myers was a legend in his own right, for what he's done for the state of Missouri, his time of service here in Jeff City, and for what he's done for this state when it comes to agriculture.
Yeah, he is a legend. I also, on behalf of the Senator from Phelps, your Committee on Appropriations will meet 15 minutes upon the recess motion.
Thank you. The Senator's on the order of business announcement. Senator from Lewis, purpose you rise.
I would like to inquire the Senator from Cole.
Senator from Cole, do you yield to inquire from the Senator from Lewis?
Yes.
Senator from Lewis, you may proceed.
Senator, it was a total surprise to me, and I don't know how long you had known about anything that was going on last night. You know, they say secrets can't be kept in the Capitol, but I think that was a very well-kept secret, and I was very surprised. Because I had been giving the Peter Myers Dedication to Agriculture Award since his passing. And those of us that are in my class that came in 2002, which will be gone next year, we did know Peter Meyer and his dedication when he served as Undersecretary of USDA in Washington, D.C., and then brought his talents here to the state. It was great for Missouri, great for Missouri agriculture.
And there were four other recipients of that last night, of who I know very well, Gary Marshall, who obviously you know is a good friend of mine, and others, the man from the Cattlemen's, who's down from southwest Missouri, who's just unbelievably committed to that industry. And then when you looked at the plaque, Senator, the other people who have received that award, I saw names like Charlie Cruz and other people on there that you would associate with our, you know, really leaders in the ag industry. So it was funny when we walked in, they didn't want you to know, so they had a little piece of paper taped over your name, but you could still almost see the word senator. And I'm like, I wonder if I could move that piece of paper over a little bit. But many of your colleagues were there from both the House and the Senate, and in a nasty night, I might add, and that was a testament to you, Senator.
I'd always given those awards to people that are very deserving, but to have that totally flipped around on me last night was a real surprise.
And if I'm not mistaken, going forward, since your term will unfortunately end in being an advocate for that industry, the new and improved senator from the 28th, right?
the better senator, a senator from Dallas, I think, is going to continue with that. The president wasn't very impressed with the new and improved part. I think that tradition will continue with another person who's very devoted to agriculture when you leave the building.
I certainly hope it does continue. You know, we've got a lot of great people out there that have dedicated their life to bettering agriculture and the state of Missouri and it being the number one industry. I do hope it does continue.
Where is the character? Where are you going to hang? Everybody should be able to come by your office, eat your mother or your mother-in-law's cookies, which are fantastic, which we heard you went to the state fair in 4-H for cookies. Is that correct?
I did have my snickerdoodles in my 4-H cooking project.
And do you know, what I won at the state fair one day? Because you guys all call me half a farmer and everything.
I don't know what you did.
Warm grass hay. Bermuda hay, first place.
Bermuda, congratulations.
Yeah, that was the year when Governor Blunt was governor and Charlie Cruz was at Farm Bureau, and they had a ribbon made up that said 13th place. And they took it off of my bale of hay and put it on there so it looked like I was 13th place. It was very embarrassing. But anyway, congratulations, Senator. I know the Senator from Newton's getting anxious.
Well, a question just came up. Were you the only entry in that class?
There might have been, you know, there were several. And, you know, even though he's missing his gallbladder, he still has a sense of humor. It's amazing. But, you know, there's not a wide variety of warm grass hay, Senator, because you know from being involved in this industry, Missouri is just not conducive to some of those grasses. But there were, you know, I can't remember how many dozens or two entries that were in there, but, you know, I was able to sneak one in.
You were the only one, huh? Okay.
I will tell you quickly is that the first year I went in, they said, we don't judge on what the hay looks like. So I just grabbed a bale out of the barn, I sent it up there, and I did horribly. The next year, I took a scissors and ribbons and tied the hay, and it looked like, you know, it looked like a prop. It was just, and I watered it down a little bit because Bermuda will jump to green when it gets wet.
You really don't have to do that if you're the only one.
That's true. I guess I overperformed again.
Thank you, Senator.
The Senate is on the order of business of announcements. Announcement, Senator from Andrew, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, introduction of some special guests that just recently arrived.
Senator, you are asking unanimous consent to
introduce. I am asking unanimous consent.
Special guests. Hearing no objection, Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to your left and our right in the lower gallery today, we have with us standing up some students from the Sinclair School of Nursing at the University of Missouri, Columbia. They are here for Nursing Day at the Capitol. And amongst the crowd, we also have a distinguished lady from Cosby, Missouri. And that would be Heidi, my daughter, who is a senior this year, will be graduating in May, we hope. So with that, Mr. President, I would ask that the body recognize these wonderful students from nursing and welcome them to the state capitol.
Let's please welcome the guests from the Senator from Andrew and the daughter of the Senator from Andrews to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Announcements. The Senate is on the order of business of announcements. Hearing none. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming for the body. Move the Senate stand in recess until 1400 this day.
The Senator from Cole has moved that the Senate stand in recess till 2 p.m. this day. All those in favor of that motion say aye. All those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in recess till 2 p.m. this day.